They yell over to a little Jewish girl. They're talking Yiddish. And I still didn't hear. And they sent her down the mall. And I said, what was that all about? We got another Jewish friend down there. She's really hurt. We sent her to go get her. Because we want you to pray for her too. I'm like, this is fun. So I'm just waiting. She goes, she has like an endometriosis and nonstop pain. She comes walking up, sweet little thing. She's just young. She comes up and I said, they're talking to her, this Yiddish thing again. And I'm like, God. I said, do you talk English? She said, yes, son. I said, do you have pain? All the time. It's there now. Oh, it's really bad. I said, well, listen, I'm going to pray for you in the name of Jesus. That's right. And I said this real bold and confident. And you watch what happens because that pain's coming out of you. In Jesus. And when I got the Spirit of God, I don't know why he wanted to do it that way, but he just got her attention because he went, poof. And she went, oh, and she fell against her friend. Her friend's holding her and she's going, oh, oh, and it's getting pretty dramatic and I'm excited and I laughed and I said, the pain come right out of you. Oh, Spirit of God's all over. You can tell she's flushed. She didn't know whether to laugh or cry. And she's like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. And the guy with the back's like, see, I told you it came right out. That's what happened to me. And the guy with the feet's like, yeah, this is true. I'm not exaggerating this. So they said, go get so-and-so. They went and got another one and brought her up. She had bad knees. They got her. So I said, good, we can pray. She said, well, I told her we're going to pray in the name of Jesus. She didn't like that. She's a little older than all them. Oh, and I'm so innocent. I go to hug this girl that just got healed of this pain. I don't know their custom.